Hi, hello, welcome back to another episode of the Decaf Show. In today's episode, it's just Sid and Key. Hi, Key.
Hi.
Let's go. So, yeah. Our previous episode was pretty fun. It was about personality test, and we got a few responses about the accuracy and the type you basically fall into. So, yes, if you still haven't heard it or if you still haven't taken the test, you can go and check it out and text us about the accuracy and the type you fall into.
Yeah.
In this episode, we're just going to talk about something which is pretty common, and we'll suggest a few music and songs.
So what do you think about feeling bored versus feeling blur? Are they both the same?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if they're same. I mean, it is not same because when you're bored, you can still be happy. You can still think about other things, or, you know, you can just plan out your day or something. But when you're feeling blah or blur, you cannot. I mean, your mind is not really working. It's some weird feeling where you're just, I don't know, blah. I don't think you know how to explain, but
true, it's
definitely not same.
Yeah, it is not. So, according to Google and Dictionary, the term boredom means being unoccupied or feeling weary. What does blur mean? This term in recent days, especially during the lockdown period, has gained more prominence. We've all been doing lots of activities in the start of the lockdown, but after a certain point, we just couldn't do anything. It wasn't a burnout. So, yeah, a blur is a slang word. The feeling of blur or blah doesn't have an exact word, but it means disinterest or lack of enthusiasm, and also feeling unmotivated or unwell. I read an article in the New York Times titled, "There's a name for blah you're feeling. It's called languishing." I also sent the article to you. I don't know if you read it, but yeah, if you all want to read it, you can read it. You just type of the name in the Google and it appears in the front page. By the way, did you read it?
No, not yet.
I know. You never read anything I send. Coming back. Huh?
I could read, but this one, not yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So coming back to the topic, the writer of the articles talked about his experience. It wasn't a burnout. I mean, the blur feeling isn't a burnout where you still have energy to do something, but you just can't do it. So we now have a general perspective of what the different terms mean. But generally, I think describing feelings or something intangible in words is a pretty tricky job. We all have come across both the feelings and we also deal with them differently. So let's just dive into it and I'll ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you feel bored? And what do you do when you feel blah? And are both of these activities same or are they different?
Okay, that is an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm bored, I try to do some conversations. And that again depends on my mood. If I want to do it on guitar or uke or the kalimba, or, well, if I have no interest and I'm still bored, then I might watch some series or movies. Or if I have a partner to play with, I might play cricket.
Mm.
So that's what I will do when I'm bored. But when I'm blur. Yeah, so guitar is a constant activity no matter what my mood is. But series and movies would not be something I would like to do at that time. I'd probably just sit down and listen to some songs or just play and then feel blah till I get my mood upright. I'll just talk to someone, I guess. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Probably not the same.
Okay.
I do not feel bored quite often. I do feel bored, but when I feel bored, I try to sleep or I try to learn something new or watch movies or series. Sometimes even movies and series feel bored. So I just stop it and do not do any activity at all. But when I feel blur, I mostly watch cricket, or I talk to my mom, or play with my dogs. It's time. So I also watch cricket when I feel bored.
Yeah, so that
It
cricket
is
is constant. Yeah,
constant.
actually, I might agree, but yeah, I might agree. If I don't really have, if I'm done with guitar, or if it's my fingers that spinning, then I might think, if I like, if you have series or movies, that's basically Netflix and other stuff. But when it comes to cable, you know, the normal TV stuff without the internet, that would be just cricket channels and nothing else. So I just jump around Star Sports 1 and 2 and 3 or something. Yeah.
Sometimes I also watch the old match highlights. Some matches are very good that I,
Yeah, exactly, that's what I meant. The
you want to
highlights,
see again.
like whenever you're bored.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's fun to relive.
Mix between this 2016 Australia versus India quarterfinals or the World Cup one and many more, the previous ones, you know, there were controversies, these ball chuckings and all. Fun, I even watched them. But during the lockdown, even Star Sports started replaying the matches, the same game every
Yep.
that were
It
recorded.
was in the highlights exactly, but it was a replay, yeah, as you said, like ball to
Ball
ball.
one, yeah, ball, ball. I
Yeah.
didn't watch it. I guess it was 2007 a replay
Yeah,
with
I
from
was,
ball.
me too. I had no other go. Like, I was in a room where I
Yeah.
get very poor network, and I was forced to live there because I was in quarantine. And that time they were like broadcasting India versus Pakistan, Asia Cup 2018, and the World Cup 2007.
Yeah.
And like, it was fun. The only two channels I switched was Aditya and Star Sports.
And also, I learned new skills, or I could say new lessons. I started learning a language. So all those came out of boredom, I'll say, not blur. Sometimes when I feel bored, I also feel like I feel creative sometimes when I feel bored. Say, I want to take pictures, I try something new. But when I feel blur, nothing turns out well. So I quickly close it and just sit.
Yeah, it only gets more annoying.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
So, well, that's a quick fact for this episode.
There are other activities that people enjoy doing when they're bored or when they're blur, and one among them are listening to songs.
Well, like, yeah, that is also a different, like, see, when you're bored, you can actually go with new music. Maybe you would opt to listen to someone new. But when you're feeling blah, I don't think you'll want to do that. You might want to just go with your playlist, which you listen to every single day, like just the four songs on repeat.
You know what? I can't listen to music all the time, songs all the time. I feel irritated. I can't do that. I will only listen to songs when I feel like listening to them,
Yeah, not
even if they
cricket.
are my favorite ones.
See, I'll tell you when I actually listen to songs. One, when I have a work, and I, which I don't like to do, so that time it makes me stay there no matter. Like when I enter to that particular place where I have to do the work, if I play the music, I don't feel like leaving that place. Okay, so that way it helps, and that's when I would mostly prefer listening. And the other time is during shower, which is quite common, but then I hate Spotify ads, which
Get a premium.
it ruins your vibe, your concert, your entire mood. And it's not just one ad, it's two ads between every 2 to 3 songs. It's just annoying, and it makes you forcefully get their premium plan. So good work, Spotify. Then,
I listen to songs when I study.
oh, if it's math, yes. If it's other subject, I can't. I mean,
I do.
I like when I write notes, maybe yes, but when I actually study, I can't do it, because mostly I don't really study from the PPTs which the faculties give, but depend on YouTube a lot.
YouTube, yeah, true that. Everybody.
So it's impossible to listen while actually listening to someone who's talking.
Yeah, that's that.
Tejas and I.
Mm-hmm.
So we planned to create a playlist without any songs.
Mm.
And one of us would add one song. So let's say I just added one song. He listens to it and he adds the next song if his song matches the vibe of that song.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like if he, let's say he adds Somebody to You by The Vamps, I add She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer. So after that, he adds another song. So, and the condition is that you cannot add more than two songs in a single day, because definitely I won't listen if he adds more songs. So it might get ignored or just skipped. So that's one condition. And the other one is that it should match the vibe. So by this, we get to listen to new songs and yeah, it's good. And
you sent me the other day?
I guess it's called The Genius. Sid and Tej's Genius.
Yeah.
I didn't name that.
You sent me.
Yeah, so from there, I found few songs and a band called The Valley. So Tej is like promoting them without being paid. And it is worth it. Their songs are too good. So you can listen to The Valley. And other suggestion from my side is Somebody to You, which is pretty old, but it's great. You should check it out.
Sure.
Yes. All I want to be and all I ever want to be, yeah, is somebody to you. All I want to be and all I ever want to be, yeah, is somebody to you. Everybody's trying to be a billionaire, but every time I look at you, I just don't care. Cause all I want to be and all I ever want to be, yeah, is somebody to you.
Okay. So there's this band called Kellyo. They're very underrated. They're from Iceland. There's this song called I Walk on Water by Kellyo. I've been listening to that. To be honest, I haven't been listening to any new songs this week. But there's this one song I did listen to a couple of days ago, I think. So yeah, this one is good.
I remember it as the ad song. Like, I don't really remember. Like, I can...
It's not the ad song, but it's from them. I mean, they
yeah, so like, if you ask me if you know this song, I would say no. But if you play this song, I'll be like, oh, wait, I heard it somewhere. It's from somewhere.
That's Way Down We Go.
Ah, yeah.
Way Down We Go is by Kellyo. And Kellyo, this I Walk on Water is a new release.
Cool.
It's a very good. Very good song. I like the music. And also, I like his voice.
Nice.
Jocko Juliusson. His name is tough to pronounce.
Cool. And we're down we go, 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 go. And we're down we go, 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 go. So we're Yeah, wait, Key, you actually sent a song by Marshmello, Leave Before You Love Me. When you first sent, when Key first sent that song, yeah, it's exactly same to Instant Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you guys find it similar, but when you sent only the chorus and not really the entire chorus, with the starting few... the starting few lines are exact same to Instant Crush.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll play it right now. Both the songs, both the part. You tell me if it's not similar.
Mm-hmm.
so that's it for today.
Yeah.
Well, yes, so we talked about two terms which are very much used, and we also suggest music. So if you haven't checked out our previous episodes, which is about the personality test and suggestions of a few more movies, songs, dramas, stuff like that, you can check it out.
Okay. Hopefully, we'll come back with an episode which also features Mon. Until then, catch you on the flip side. Have a good one.
Bye.